Yeah, boy! Open up.
You're listening to the newchurches.com
New Q&A Churches podcast. New Year!
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started,
resources,
as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins on January 1st, 2018.
That's right. I got my New Year's episode.
You did, with EDM Bluegrass.
Yes. And
shout out to James West, our producer.
He heard the last podcast. He heard the podcast where I was sulking. a little upset.
Yeah, you had a little pity party.
Not gonna lie.
If you didn't listen to that, listen to episode 235 because it is amazing.
All right. I had forgotten. I'd gotten over it, but now it's back.
Well, you got your music too.
You just pulled the scab off.
Okay, but Ed's episode, Ed and me on Christmas Day, it was kind of traditional. It's kind of department store type of Christmas music. Hey, I'm actually preaching about that.
About what?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Really?
Because at the time of this recording, it's still 2017.
Right.
Right? We're coming up to Christmas. And one of the things that I'm doing at my church, serving as a teaching pastor, is we're doing a month of carols, sermons about carols.
I like that.
So 2 weeks ago, I preached about O Come, Emmanuel. This last week, our worship guy preached on O Come, All You Faithful. And this week, I'm preaching on Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And you know how I'm starting my message?
By playing a recording of Ed singing?
No, by talking about Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Because when I think of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, I think Charlie Brown Christmas.
And the sad little Christmas tree.
The sad little Christmas tree, which I'm going to have on stage.
That's how I felt when you were recording.
I'm going to have that on stage, actually.
A sad little Christmas tree?
Oh, the exact, that, okay, maybe it's not the exact one because it was cartoon. But someone made that. You can buy those Christmas trees and I'm going to have it on stage with me.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
Bringing it to the next level.
Okay. We should listen to our first question.
We should. It's a new year, new music, new day, and this question is about moving to a new city. So let's listen in.
Hi, my name is Brandon Doss with Cultivate Church here in Alabaster, Alabama, just south of Birmingham. And my question is, I guess two parts. Moving to a new city, building a new team, and launching a brand new church. How do you partner with the local churches that are already existing? I guess to build relationship and to let them know that, man, we're coming just on the call of God. We feel God's called us to this city to help partner with what's already going on in a city to bring another puzzle piece to what the gospel needs in that city. And then also, how do you coach young pastors and new pastors coming to a city to know that you're not coming to take over, you're not coming because other churches aren't doing it good enough, quote unquote, but this, you're coming to be a part of what God's already doing in a city to bring the gospel to people who don't know him. So how do we do that? How do we partner together with brand new churches? Our church is 5 years old, so I've experienced that on both sides, and we want to make sure that we're partnering with new churches that come to our city as well as they endeavor to reach people with the gospel.
Dude, did you hear that? I mean, Brandon was taping up boxes.
He was getting ready, multitasking.
He was going. He's ready to go.
I think he was inspired by the EDM Bluegrass, and he was doing some turntable.
He probably had a lot of energy. And I don't know what that was that you just did.
It was the scratching.
It sounded more like a seagull dive bombing.
Did you know the record vinyl records?
Like, they're back.
They are, but it's the biggest manufacturer is in Nashville.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and actually it was one of many, and the industry tanked. A ton of them shut down, but this one in Nashville kept on going, and now it's bigger than it's ever been.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everybody got to have their record.
Yeah, exactly. You make it. When you have your own vinyl record, that's like next level.
We should get a vinyl record of New Church, the best of New Churches. and give it away.
I actually really like that idea.
And give it away next Christmas when you and I host the Christmas episode.
You're still talking about
Sans Ed.
All right. So I guess, yeah, you use Sans quite a bit. I was at a barbecue restaurant today.
Mm-hmm.
I know this has nothing to do with it. And
they don't care. They love
it. I ordered a sandwich instead of a plate, a sausage sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And then there are all these sides in front of me. And I was like, are these a la carte? And the lady was like, what? And I was like, are these a la carte? Do they come with a sandwich or not? And then the guy next to her was like, no, yeah, they're a la carte. And she's like, what? And he was like, oh, a la carte means this. And she's like, what?
It's French.
All right. So let's do this.
Yeah, it's French.
New city, new team, how to partner with existing churches. The way you shouldn't partner is by sending a mailer to everyone saying, a new thing's coming to town. Want to do church differently? Awesome.
That's right. Not your grandma's church.
Yeah, exactly. And all the people who
this
have done
Sunday,
that.
Sunday.
The best the thing ever. And the other thing not to do is, oh, finally, the gospel is going to be preached in this town.
Yeah.
Come and check out this church. Yeah.
I would say you want to be really careful about how you partner, and how you partner well is the in the first place, making sure you know enough about the area to understand who is open to partnership.
Yeah.
And then, as Daniel has already mentioned, like, be more of a giver than a taker when you first walk in the door, because
like when you walk into a meeting with another church.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Don't come with your hand out the first time you walk up to them. Because they've probably been approached by other people before who may have not have been as savvy as you. And so you want to make sure that you don't do something that's going to mess up your relationship with them. Or, I mean, churches talk. And so the church, existing churches in the area, you want to make sure that you go in on good terms with those guys.
Yeah, here's the really cool thing is, while churches might talk, some might talk, depending on the city, they may actually also be very siloed, and they may not actually ever talk to one another.
Well, they talk to their friends.
Yeah.
So they're aligned with other churches, not all the churches, but there's different cliques in town.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Lutheran church guy might not talk about or talk with the Baptists, with the Presbyterians, with the United Methodists. And there might be a sense of collaboration in the city, but maybe it's not. And perhaps, Brandon, by you coming with that attitude, and this is what I'm really noticing with a lot of the planters and individuals who are not only planting churches these days, but guys who are taking over established churches or just getting into ministry, I'm noticing a greater sense of, hey, we gotta – this isn't working. This isn't where we need to collaborate. I don't know what that collaboration is going to look like. A lot of times they'll say, but we have to do something different than what was done before, because people aren't just showing up at church anymore. They're not just showing up at church, and especially with everything going on in the culture. So that's what's really encouraging. So Brandon, maybe with this attitude of humility, perhaps God is going to use you to bring about a greater sense of unity in your town. Right, by going and talking to every one of the different pastors, and I would say talk to as many as you can, both within your. So I would even say, don't just talk to Christians, talk to other religious traditions as well, just to develop relationships, to extend that relationship, so you can begin seeing, okay, what is, what is God doing through these churches that are preaching the gospel, and what can I learn about those who are far from God in these other, in the mosque down the road, or in the synagogue, or in this church or that? It's neat to be able to just talk to as many people as you can.
Word.
Yeah.
And I've said it on the podcast before. Also, think about business leaders and
totally.
Chamber of Commerce is a great resource. We should have, on our other podcast, 5LQ, we should probably have a Chamber of Commerce person on
we should.
At some time.
Well, you've done a lot with your Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. I'm always a big fan. Because they know where buildings are that you might want. And they know the community and they know the restaurants that are friendly, the churches that are friendly.
Yeah.
You can meet with a chamber of commerce and they're going to be able to tell you a lot about that community mm-hmm. that you don't know.
Yeah. So both meet with people who are within your denominational tradition, but also meet with other Christians, other evangelicals, other, you know, Protestants, Catholics, and also meet with, you know, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslim. No, I'm serious. Because it's really going to, in addition to business leaders, just try to network and connect and see what God is doing in that area. But secondarily, the second question is, what if you're the church? Okay, so what if you are a gospel-believing, gospel-preaching church in that neighborhood? And because that's mainly who listens to our podcast,
right?
Who we are. And let's say a church planter is coming into your town, a new one, and they want to meet with you. Hmm. What would you say?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you say?
I would definitely find time to meet with them and just see, I don't know, see who it is that is they're connected to. So is it a denomination? Is it a network? What do I know? Or think I know about that denomination or network to kind of get a bead on what type of church this is going to be. And then, yeah, kind of go from there. But more than anything, just get to know the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I hear often, and this is something that you might hear, Brandon, as you go around and you talk to others. And honestly, even if you're not a brand new church planter going into a town, and you are in, if you do not know who the other pastors are in your area, and if there is a monthly meeting or a quarterly meeting that happens, go to it. Might be boring, but go to it and be a part of changing it. If there isn't one that is going on, then start one. Start one, because it's ultimately about kingdom work, right? Kingdom work that you want to collaborate and partner together with. But what I would actually encourage you to do is honestly, this is one thing that I would hear is, hey, have you ever heard this, Todd? Oh, it didn't work. What you're trying to do,
yeah.
I tried it and it didn't work. And honestly, it might not have worked 5 years ago. It might not have worked 10 years ago, but it might now work. Right. It might work now. So just because you might hear that, and Brandon, you are likely going to hear that, don't let that discourage you. Now, don't ignore, try to glean why it didn't work the way and why they're saying it didn't work. Try to learn as much as you can so you're not repeating the mistakes of the past. But don't just say, oh, it didn't work, so I'm not going to do it. Really assess that and pray through that.
Right. And if that person that tells you it didn't work is somehow still connected with the person that tried it, talk to that person. Go straight to the source and you know, hopefully they can tell you a little bit more about why it really didn't work. The other big thing there is understand that, especially if you're different, if your culture is going to be different, your community, biblical community is going to be a little different than the churches around it, you're going to reach other people. I mean, the goal is to reach new people for Jesus,
completely.
Not swap sheep.
Exactly.
And most of the people that will jump and bail and come to your church when you're new in town, about half of them move every other year or whatever. Some for just immaturity and some because they cause problems wherever they go. So some people you pick up and you wish that that they would have stayed where they were.
Yeah. And some people you pick up, they're super excited to come to your church. And a year later they leave and they never talk to you again. And you're like, what in the world happened? And you spent so much time investing into them. And you just kind of assumed, oh, of course they're fully on board. Look how much energy they have and this or that. I mean, for those people especially, also interview them. I mean, that's what, if you look at our developing a core team course on new churches, we talked about it a few weeks ago, newchurches.com/core team. That is why we have an assessment and an interview process for potential core team members, right? You get that template, you get that resource as a part of the course because there are things that you're going to have to work through and talk about and you know, there's investment levels, there's commitments that you are really wanting to develop in your core team or your launch team members that just need to be talked about. or you just kind of need to put all your cards on the table. And a lot of times we don't do that, and we just assume, oh, you're here, so you're fully on board, but that's not how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good thanks deal. Again for listening in, and be sure to subscribe if you have not yet done so, and please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, however else you get your podcast, because it does help others learn about it.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!